Good evening. Welcome to Oscillating Wildly on NetNet Radio. My name is Grant Capes, and we are here to investigate the world of alt country this time. We're going to look at its start in 1969 and beyond earlier for a little bit. You just heard Bob Lind. He did a record for Doug Weston's Troubadour label. And on it was also Gene Clark and Doug Dillard, who you heard just then doing Out on the Side. And we're going to go into one of Gene Clark's beautiful records, the underrated No Other. And I think we might hear the title track from that. Thank you very much. This is Oscillating Wildly on NetNet Radio. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
love somebody enough, you'll follow wherever they go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. If you love somebody enough, you go where your heart wants to go. That's how I got to Memphis. How I got to Memphis. I know if you've seen her, you tell me, 'cause you are my friend. I've got to find her and find out the trouble she's in. If you tell me she's not here, I'll follow the trail of her tears. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. She would get mad and she used to say she would come back to Memphis someday. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. I haven't eaten a bite or slept for 3 days and nights. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. I've got to find her, tell her that I love her so. Precious time, forgive me if I start to cry. That's how I got to Memphis. 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 That's how I got to Memphis.
Modern singer, obviously, covering Tom T. Hall's That's How I Got to Memphis. One of the few renditions of older songs we're going to hear tonight by modern artists. But I think they're still relevant. Before that, Elton John, Ballad of the Well-Worn Gun, off of his Tumbleweed Connection record. An interesting country album done by the great Elton John. And before that, Gene Clark with the inimitable No Other title track off of that amazing record. Here we go. Here's Link Wray, Native American guitarist who put together a fine set of protest music against the Vietnam and Korean conflicts. Here we go with Fallen Rain.
Of people, I feel the fall away. comes to mind. All the whole world has man.
There you have the incomparable Willie Nelson with Emmylou Harris singing duet, Daniel Lanois producing and playing guitar on that track off of the Teatro album. I recorded it here up in Ventura, California. Before that, Dolly Parton, a mirror image, a partner of Willie Nelson as well, song called The Bridge. And for that, Bobby Gentry with the great Son of a Preacher Man. I know we're not really totally in the country zone anymore, but I wanted to see and show how varied and amazing this musical genre is and how important it was to artists of all types to explore and to do their country album of sorts. All right, we're going to get right back into it with the lovely, incredible CCR. Enjoy. NetNet Radio, Oscillating Wildly.
Now
And of course, not all country has to come from America. That would be silly. I'm not even scratching the surface of other countries that have developed incredible, air quotes, country music. But we just had two from the British Isles, Richard Thompson and Linda Thompson, When I Get to the Border, and Fairport Convention's The Book Song. Probably pretty distant from country music, but it's beautiful, and it's of that time period, and I enjoyed it. I hope you did, too. We're going to go back into the Americas with Townes Van Zandt, Porter Wagoner, Linda Martell, and Abner J. So I hope you enjoy this next block of tracks, which will probably close out this edition of Oscillating Wildly. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it, and I know NetNet does as well. Please give a listen to all their other shows and all their live performances and such. Enjoy. Here's Townes Van Zandt with She Came and She Touched Me.